The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? And Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from the heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing. As we begin our Mass, we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. How wonderful to understand that deep mystery of this prayer that we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy, and Lord, have mercy. And again, responsorial psalm and all the singing and everything is talking about the mercy of God once more for us, that how God is forgiving, how God is loving and able to forgive, trying to teach us how to forgive one another. When we are looking for the forgiveness ourselves, we are being asked to forgive one another. How easy to forgive. How many of us find very easy to forgive anybody? Raise your hands, no? Yeah, some of us can be talented to forgive one another, but how many of us are maybe hurt, or I have the hurt feeling, how many get offended? All of us, yes, very easy get offended. Hurt feeling is there, and not easy to give up, and it is not easy to forgive one another. And that's why we so often able to say, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord. And the divine mercy, when you see that picture over there, yes, the rays are coming out from there. Be merciful, Lord, towards maya culpa, Lord, have mercy. So I can also sing that song very well. Be merciful, oh Lord, for we have sinned. Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. And in my languages, the Lord have mercy. Daya karo Bhagavan, daya karo भगवन् दया करो हे ख्रीस्त प्रभु वर दया करो हे ख्रीस्त प्रभु वर दया करो हे ख्रीस्त प्रभु वर दया करो भगवन् दया करो भगवन् Lord have mercy. And that is what he is trying to teach us in today's gospel. Today's reading, first reading, we can hear how he's saying that we can be crippled by anger, hate, wrath, judgment, this and that. And if we want to receive the mercy of God, then we have to know how to forgive. But it is very, very difficult to forgive one another, forgive anybody, because we can be easily hurt. To forgive is something very serious, humanly difficult, if not impossible. One must not speak about it lightly without realizing that one asks of the offended person when one requests him to forgive, along with the command to forgive, man must also be given a reason to do so. It is what Jesus is telling us in the parable of the king and his two servants. The parable makes clear why one must forgive. Because God has forgiven us in the past and continues to forgive us. And that is the ministry, that is the mission he's inviting us each and every day. He cancels the debt of ours that is infinitely greater than the one a fellow human being might have with us. The difference between the debt owed the king and that owed the colleague is equal at the present time. So we see a bigger debtor. He is in debt, but he goes and again he tightens or scrutinizes the lower rank person who owns little. There was an Australian missionary in India who was going with out of enthusiasm and love for God. He was going to preach everywhere. He risks his own little sons. And he was full of love and enthusiasm with the Holy Spirit to go and proclaim the good news to all over the world, where even the serpents are there, where the tigers and lions are there. And he was with full of enthusiasm to evangelize as an evangelizer. And he was working very well. And the Christianity is certainly in danger sometimes, and it is threatened and it is attacked. So there were people looking for him. 80% are the people who are Hindus, and if the 20% people become fanatic, then they can just destroy who is 5%. And that is what in India, many Hindus, when they are 80%. So if we try to do something different, then they suddenly attack the bigger, the Catholic community or Christian communities. And he became the victim of that. The Australian missionary, his name was Graham Staines. He was preaching to the people. And in the evening, at night, he was sleeping in his own car and going to place to preach. But there were 20 people or 30 people surrounded him one night and put the oil, kerosene oil, all over the car and put it in fire. They did not allow anybody to come out from the car. So they were burned alive. And that came in the news, and it was horrendous. It was bad. So many people got angry, but as a minority, as a Catholics in India, we cannot defend them, cannot fight against them. And yes, the wife from Australia, she came to see them. And eventually she said, I forgive them, those who were culprits, those who killed my husband and my sons. And you will say, where did she get that kind of idea. Where is she coming from? What kind of foundation she has? How can she forgive? Yes, but she said in the media, I forgive them. And that is beyond our understanding. How it possible? And again, I said, maybe I must have said, the diocese where I came from became in 1993 a new diocese. Next year only, the second year, 94, the diocese was attacked in my place. So two priests were killed inside the rectory and one seminarian. And that was my classmate, seminarian, in 94. So in September 1st, they celebrate a Matters Day. Now it has changed into a seminary. Over there we have a new seminarians, maybe 30 to 40 young seminarians we are training for the diocese. So it become different. But yes, how to forgive them, you feel like, how it is possible to forgive them. But God has his own way of working to its people. So where the matter's blood is there, that is the way it grows. And that is the way it is growing, certainly. And that's why he himself said, forgive them, Lord. They do not know what they are doing. How compassionate is our loving Father. Forgive us. That is what we try to understand, his mercy coming from. During our prayer of our Father prayer, again, we say, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Whenever we pray this line, we are asking God to forgive us exactly in the same way as we forgive those who hurt us. In other words, if we are harboring unforgiveness in our hearts, as we say this prayer, we are calling a curse down upon us, upon ourselves, when we are not able to forgive one another. So it is really challenging, difficult, but the mercy of God is in desperate need, and that's why we plead. That's why we plead to God, have mercy on me, Lord, so that I can learn to show the mercy. And that is what God is inviting us to, this gift of reality, to understand. St. Paul himself says, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. In the Old Testament, we hear an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. But that criterion is no longer. Jesus is going beyond that. Do to someone what he has done to you. But what God has done to you, you do to the other. Jesus has not limited himself, however, to order us to forgive, but did so first himself while he was being nailed on the cross. He prayed, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know nothing. They know not what they do. And this is the difference between Christianity and other religion. When somebody slaps your right cheek, you do this one. Sometimes not easy. Put this one. But that is what he says. Buddha, the Buddhism, founder of Buddhism, he says, he has a maxim. It is not with resentment that resentment is placated. It is with non-resentment. And that resentment is mitigated. But Christ does not limit himself to that point out the path. He gives the strength to follow it. He does not just command us to do, but acts with us. The grace consists in this. Christian forgiveness goes beyond non-violence and non-resentment. So that is much more, bigger, stronger. So someone might object, does not to forgive 70 times 7 means to encourage injustice and give a green light to abusers? No. Christian forgiveness does not exclude that. In certain cases, you might also have to denounce a person and take them to the court, especially when what is at stake are the interest and also the good of others. To give an example close to us, Christian forgiveness has not prevented the widows, some of the victims of terror or the mafia, to pursue truth and justice with tenacity in regard to their husband's death. So 9/11 can also sometimes you will be saying, how can we forgive? But yes, that invites us to ponder very hard and a strong reality with the grace of God only possible. There are not only great acts of forgiveness, but also our daily acts of forgiveness, which we learn each and every day in our family, our couples, at workplace, between relatives and between friends and colleagues and acquaintances. Every day we practice. What can one do when one discovers that he has been betrayed by his own spouse? Forgive or separate. There are always cheating goes on. Forgive or separate. So it is extremely delicate question. No law can be imposed from outside. The individual must discover within himself what to do. But I can say one thing. I have to know that many of us know there are many cases in which the offended party has found in love for the other. And there are some examples in the help that comes only through the power of God, the prayer. The strength to forgive one another is not easy, it is divine, but has to be repented sincerely. Just imagine about the prodigal son and the father, how he was in debauchery, doing all kind of bad stuff. And then again, the father is coming, welcoming him. This is my son who was lost, he's found. So he shows the mercy again. The marriage can be reborn as from the ashes. But we know there are many divorces. It had a sort of new beginning. Of course, no one can expect that this could happen in a couple's life 70 times 7. We must be alert so as not to fall into a trap. There is a risk also in forgiveness. It consists of the mentality of those who think that they always have something to forgive others. The danger of believing that one is always a creditor of forgiveness, never a debtor. If we reflect well, however, many times when we are about to say, I forgive you, we would be doing better to change our attitude and words and say to the person before us, forgive me. We would then realize that we also have something that the other must forgive. So in fact, even important than forgiving is the humility to ask forgiveness. So when we are pleading to God, be merciful, O Lord, we have to know how to show mercy to others as well. So forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling. And that is what Jesus is inviting us to understand in his secret human heart, in his feeling of affection and tenderness. When the soldiers are mocking while taking his blood out from the cross, drained out from the cross, even then he is making a decision, praying for them, forgive, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And that is beyond sometimes to understand. And it is possible with the mystery and with the love of God and with the grace of God. And that's why we plead to God, Lord, have mercy on us, forgive our sins. John Paul II, saint, was able to practice again. When he was shot, he went to forgive in the jail, Ali Aga Khan. Not easy, but only the grace of God. So let us ponder this beautiful mercy and forgiveness of God, which is being invited for all of us to do in our lives as well, through our prayers, through the grace of God, through the power of God, as we receive the Holy Eucharist. That is what it makes us. That is what it means when we understand how a father or a mother, if they are in love with their sons and daughters, they are ready to forgive their sons and daughters many times, though they can be sinners. But they want to bring them back with love and compassion, which is not easy, but which is possible with the grace of God. May God bless you in our efforts as we come to the holy altar to receive that grace of God. Amen.